Also in Turkey, foreign ministers from dozens of Muslim countries are holding 3 days of talks. They're focusing on bringing democracy to more of the Islamic world, and they are also discussing the U.S. return of sovereignty to Iraq. Commentator Mike Turner is a former strategic planner for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and as part of our ongoing series of commentaries on the war in Iraq, Turner calls for a return to the policy that guided U.S. involvement in the earlier Gulf War.
In 1991, Desert Storm was a brilliant success, precisely because General Powell and General Schwarzkopf successfully applied the Powell Doctrine to the letter. The first of the doctrine's five tenets is that civilian leaders must succinctly define the political goal they seek to achieve through military action. In the summer of 1990, before a single troop was deployed, military commanders made certain our political leaders stated their goal clearly: to restore the legitimate government of Kuwait. That made the second tenet possible: a precise military mission with a clear definition of success. Our military goal in Desert Storm was to attack and destroy Saddam's forces and remove them from Kuwait, which set up the third tenet, planning a realistic exit strategy. Once Saddam's forces were defeated, we could establish a security force over and around Iraq and bring the rest of our troops home. Fourth, Desert Storm had UN approval and global, international support, especially among Arab nations. That helped us share the burden both during and after the war. Finally, the last tenet of the Powell Doctrine: once the decision was made to act, we went in with overwhelming military force. Our current operation in Iraq seems to reflect a rejection of the Powell Doctrine by the Defense Department. Before committing a single troop to Iraq, the Bush administration should have precisely defined its long-term political goal. That analysis very likely would have highlighted the need for a larger coalition force and a clear UN mandate. Then a more realistic military mission might have been possible. But tragically, and so predictably, our military mission has crept into maintained security. We have no rational exit strategy. There is no international sanction for the operation. And, as several former military commanders said before the war, our force is insufficient for the now expanded military mission. To win in Iraq, we must go back to the basics of the Powell Doctrine. Our political goal must be more specific: establishing a transitional government, approved by the UN and embraced by the international community, is a far more realistic goal. That would open the door for more international military forces. Those forces could make it possible to isolate the extremists, which in turn might enable the new government to survive. By redefining our underlying political objective, even at this late stage, we can ease the military burden on our troops, open the door for real international cooperation, and find a way out with honor and victory. What remains in doubt is whether the Bush administration, having burned so many bridges, can admit its mistakes and move forward.
Those are the comments of Mike Turner, a retired Air Force colonel and author of the upcoming book, Formation Flying: Learning to Pilot World-Class Teams.